Hi everyone, my name is Julian and I work as a sports physiotherapist. I've come here today to tell you a bit about my career path, starting with how I harboured aspirations of becoming a professional soccer player, only to relinquish that dream upon acknowledging a lack of requisite aptitude. Firm. When I was a little boy, I was completely obsessed with soccer. People usually assume that my dad, who was a huge fan, forced me into it. Or perhaps I was inspired by a famous coach on television. In reality, it was my older brother who constantly dragged me into the garden to practice. And that's what originally sparked my deep passion for the sport. Firm. Throughout my early teens, I dedicated every waking hour to the game. I genuinely believed I was destined for the top leagues. I spent hours improving my running speed and my overall fitness. However, despite all that intense physical preparation, I eventually had to face the harsh truth that I simply lacked the natural talent required to make it as a professional. Relinquishing that dream was incredibly tough, but I knew I had to be realistic. Firm. I still wanted to be involved in the sporting world, though. When looking at university courses, I strongly considered studying sports journalism, and my teachers pushed me towards sports psychology. But after a lot of careful thought, I decided to apply for a sports science degree, as I was fascinated by how the human body works and recovers from exertion. Firm. University was a massive learning curve. I actually really enjoyed the practical assessments, and listening to the guest lectures was always engaging. However, without a shadow of a doubt, the written coursework proved to be the most challenging aspect for me. Sitting in the library drafting long academic essays took a lot of getting used to. Firm. After I successfully graduated and qualified as a physiotherapist, I was eager to get straight to work. I had grand visions of being hired by a major football club right away, or at least landing a position at an exclusive private clinic. As it turned out, my very first official employment was at a local leisure centre. It wasn't glamorous, but it gave me fantastic hands-on experience with the general public. Firm. Over the years, I've seen all sorts of complaints. When I first started out, I seemed to be treating endless shoulder issues from tennis players, and later I saw a high volume of knee problems. These days, though, my clinic has shifted its focus, and I now specialise in rehabilitating ankle injuries, which are incredibly common and often quite complex to fix properly. Firm. Interestingly, my client base isn't exactly what you might expect. Because of my background, you might think I only deal with elite athletes or perhaps teenagers hoping to go professional. Actually, the vast majority of my clients are ordinary office workers who have suddenly taken up jogging or weekend sports and ended up hurting themselves. Firm. I've had some wonderful experiences in my career. My family often guesses that travelling with a regional rugby team was my career highlight, or perhaps helping a local athlete reach the national finals. But for me, being invited to provide medical support at a massive charity marathon remains my proudest memory. The atmosphere of goodwill and determination that day was truly unforgettable. Firm. If you're considering this profession, people often ask what makes a great physiotherapist. While having extensive anatomical knowledge is obviously vital, and physical stamina certainly helps during long shifts, I genuinely believe that having immense patience is the most indispensable trait. Recovery can be a painfully slow process, and you have to constantly reassure frustrated individuals. Firm. Looking ahead, I want to reach a wider audience. I've had several colleagues advise me to publish a detailed textbook, and I briefly flirted with the idea of writing a weekly blog. Ultimately, my plan for the near future is to launch a video channel dedicated to offering free advice on injury prevention for amateur players. Thank you so much for listening.